think it is important for people to realize that the agency should be able to tell you what you need. They should be able to say, you need us for this, but you don't need us for that. Oftentimes, I think people underestimate what they can accomplish on their own. Mm. All they need is a little advice. And I think that people should be aware of that when they go to an agency, not to completely expect, you know, that, you know, they're just going to hand themselves off to let them do everything. What can I do for myself so I can save a little money while I'm at it?
Very good. So Tony and I talk a lot on the show about social media, and it's something that's near and dear to us. And the three of us have talked a little bit about social media. How do you see social media changing the world of advertising?
Well, I think what we're seeing is social media changing the world of advertising, but I think we see a lot of people floundering. I think we see a lot of people worried, how is it going to affect me? And I think that a lot of that has to do with understanding the dynamic of interaction that takes place in social media and how advertising needs to change its dynamic in order to accomplish that. In the past, we've kind of just pushed information out there and told people what they needed to know. Through social media, we're learning people want to have dialogues and they want to know more about the stories behind the people so that they can decide whether or not they want to do business with somebody. I think advertising needs to take that tack now.
I think what's happening is there's really a marketing a shift in the marketing dynamics, and what you have is you've got traditional media, which I don't think will ever go away. Traditional methods of marketing.
Whoops. Okay. I'm going to stop right there. Basically, he's saying that the old dinosaur media will never go away, and the reason they're dinosaurs is they're going away. And they're going away faster than even a lot of us that are in the business of new media predicted. So let me just start this one more time here.
New media, this new method of marketing. And in that, it creates a balance shift. Again, I don't think that we can just simply turn our backs on the way that things have always been done, but we need to make room. And what's happening fundamentally is that the consumer and their opinions are becoming louder. Mm-hmm. And it's a great opportunity.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and stop this interview here. This is just an interview. It's something called We Mean Business, and they're talking about advertising and advertising agencies, and they got into this discussion of new media. And when I see people that work for advertising agencies that have been in the old media business forever try to talk about the new media, they just don't get it. And I'm not going to use any names here. I'm not going to call anybody out or whatever. But unfortunately, many of the people that are in the old media business, they see this new media thing and they want to, they try to talk about it because everybody's talking about it, but they don't know what they're doing and they don't know what they're talking about. So they keep going back to the old ways of doing things. And that's the way they keep advising their clients to do things the old way, and I think that is a real disservice to their clients and long-term to themselves. But this coming from a new media guy. So anyway, food for thought. Let's think about this, and if you are in the old media business, I think it might make sense to start really paying attention to the new media now. And you can learn a lot more about the new media if you go to my website, craigship.com. That's craigship.com. You can also, of course, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/craigship. Thanks for listening.